I just believe in the process, and we're going to win going through the process.
Now, Bills Mafia, it's time for the main event. So sit back and enjoy the show.
The review show of the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast, Bills News with a UK twist. Matt, Alex here, and we're going to review, what can we call that type of game, Alex? You call it a trap game?
No, that was a game where we played against a team that we underestimated, the national media underestimated. Big Ben knows both him and coach, they know exactly what to do. They know what they're capable of. They know what works. They know what doesn't work. Their defense is legit, and we didn't give them nearly enough credit. We were overconfident. We were a team on the field. If I were to make assumptions, if I were to say the things that everybody, all the pundits say, we were confident and we were crowned Super Bowl contenders without actually proving it. Every season, every team starts 0-0, and you have to earn everything. Preseason, we were crowned as the AFC East champs. We were given the opportunity to go play for a Super Bowl, and you got to earn that shit. And this team played like they expected to just win, I think. Because we got punched in the mouth by a better offensive line, by a better defensive line, and I don't want to say a better coach, but when we had an opportunity to show that our coordinators deserve head coaching jobs, they underperformed.
Yeah. So what can we say then about this game? It's almost like an open-ended question. There's probably so many different things that we could actually say about it. So what can we say about the game? Is it our identity now that we're going to be a pass first offense, barely do any running? I mean, just to have what? 51 attempts. Our defense, in my opinion, looked good up until the middle of the third quarter. We need to get the run game going. So many things to dissect, so many things that really we can take away just from that one game on how we need to improve the season. Is there anything really that you've seen from that game that shows who we are going to be for the next 16 games of this season, hopefully more if we make a run to the Super Bowl?
Well, I'll get the quick topics out of the way. I guess I'm probably overreacting to our defensive line performance. I expected more against an offensive line that was essentially patchwork, brand new, and had two rookies on it. I expected us to do better against that. But I think Pittsburgh schemed to, support that, essentially.
Yeah.
So I guess when I say that, I'm disappointed by our D-line, and also the one thing that leads into that is we leaned on our defense all game and that exhausted them. By the fourth quarter, what can you expect? When your offense is putting up constant, three and outs or just getting one first down and then punting, you can't ask your defense to do everything. And then when that block punt happened, it was just it was nearly, what's the point here again? Because after the punt block, we didn't go three and out after the punt block, did we? I can't remember.
Not that I'm thinking.
Let me get the play-by-play up here real quick. So I'm looking at.
I don't think we did. I think we actually managed to keep it. No, we didn't.
Right, so block, punt, touchdown. He had 9 plays, 67 yards, ending in a Tyler Bass field goal. I mean, we had opportunities to respond and didn't do it. More praise needs to be given to Pittsburgh's defense. I don't know why we all thought we could score 30 on them. That was dumb on our part, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, the one thing I like about this defense is obviously until the Bills, until the offense started actually just getting more three and outs, more fails on fourth downs. This rush defense, I think we both agreed that was probably one of the things that we need to improve on there.
Yeah.
We had no star this week. Vernon Butler took the starting role. They held Najee Harris to 45 yards, an average of 2.8 yards per carry. Okay, mm-hmm. They gave up the big one on the reverse to Chase Claypool, which really set the tone for it. But
you can't blame a defense. Yeah, you can't judge a rush defense on things like that. Yeah.
But yeah, so you take that out, 2.8 yards per carry, 48 yards? I did, didn't I?
45 yards rushing he had. As a team, Pittsburgh had 3.6 yards per carry. So, yeah, our defense did everything that we wanted them to.
Hmm.
That can't be the narrative. Some people might blame the defense for falling apart late in the game, but that's just because they were on the field for far too friggin' long.
Yeah. I mean,
as I look at time of possession, we had the ball more. I just think I don't know what it is. It might be then, without watching the game again and shit, I don't want to, but big plays in big times, they made them, we didn't.
No, exactly. I think the one thing that we could probably look at in this one is that we saw in that last part of the game, especially in the fourth quarter after we went down again, that this offensive line can open up the gaps if the play calling's there. I mean, we had the two Devin Singletary rushes. I mean,
I don't want to be too quick to praise that, because Pittsburgh's playing a pass defense.
Oh, yeah.
So, and anybody and their mom can look at what defense Pittsburgh's running and say, hey, run a draw play. And that's what we did. And it worked. And it's great that it did. But that play was always going to be there because Pittsburgh said, here, you can have it.
Hmm.
So.
I mean you're looking at it. You, Singletary has shown a bit more. I mean, it was 6.8. 6.5 yards, 11 attempts, 72 yards, 6.5.
He was fine at times. I think it really, this is a game where we need to discuss like the big picture scenarios. And I think that for us, it's the turnover on downs late in the second half, mm-hmm. on the one where we shouldn't have went for it and we did, whereas previously in the game we didn't go for it and we should have.
Yeah.
You know, in the second half. Josh, fumble issues. But honestly, the thing that I would probably want to spend the most time talking about is this offensive line going to be an issue? Your thoughts.
I don't think it is. I mean, the Steelers, they've always been known to be a very good defense, especially on the rush. Yeah. I mean, when you've got the likes of Alex Highsmith, TJ Watt, Cameron Haywood up the middle, and obviously they brought in Melvin Engram.
Yeah.
So they've got those guys, and obviously Minka Fitzpatrick in defense, Devin Bush back. That's probably one of the biggest misses that the Steelers probably had last year. They didn't have huge. Devin Bush for that much. So you're looking at that defense as being one of the better defenses that the Bills are going to face. I think just to say how this offensive line will help is when you look at the games like next week against the Dolphins, the next few games against Houston, who won today, that was against Jacksonville, and obviously Washington. Those three, this first 4 weeks, really will see where we are in regards to this offensive line. I mean, there were times in there that Allen had so much time to pick the pass. It was just, he just does off timing a little bit, but you can see that that this these five are the five really that you're looking at. These
there's no personnel way to change it.
No.
Yeah.
It's just trying to get the right scheme, right time, the right plays for the situation. I think we've got enough in that offensive line to actually to keep Josh upright. I just think we came into week one with a bit of bravo, a bit of overconfidence, so to speak. We took this defense for credit, for no credit, and they completely and utterly almost wiped the floor with us, got the pressure, fourth down into mistakes. They've got, what, four sacks altogether? And the forced fumble, the stop on fourth down with the what the fuck play.
Yeah, that was very embarrassing. I had three mates over who don't know a lick about American football. And they were like, was that supposed to happen? And I was like, normally I would say, no, someone messed up. But I was like, nope, that's sadly, I think, what that's supposed to look like. So that was pretty tough. I think maybe I got to stop introducing the Bills to new fans because I'm 0-2 at that. So I'm just going to, if I'm either going to watch games by myself, I'm going to go down to London and go to Fitzrovia Bell for some games. But this is a good thing though. I think, I think this game is really good because this is where we thrive. And this is like the main talking point of the game. We're now going to hear that, oh, you know, we talked about the Bills, but this is clearly who they are. You know, oh, you know, we talked him up, but, you know, Allen, he's going to regress. You know, he was under, you know, completion percentage was really down. You know, they can't run, you know. So I like getting punched in the mouth early because, A, we can rise up. And B, it's early enough in the season where we can absolutely learn from it and use it. If this loss happened in week 13, 14, I'd be kind of scared. Kind of like what happened to Pittsburgh last year. But you want to look at it again. Pittsburgh's, they were this good last year at the beginning of the season. I think we were looking at this matchup as us versus Pittsburgh again, week, what was it, 13, 14? And, you know, this was a fresh Pittsburgh team that went 11-0 last year, and we just didn't put enough respect on their name. But yeah, this is going to be, this is a McDermott game where he will know what to do and what to say and how to fix it, I believe. And that's what I'm looking forward to in the coming weeks. I think that this, a loss here helps us more against Kansas City than a win would have. Because now we can dig deep and find out who we are. And I'm really excited to see what happens out of that.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, I mean, I think I was a bit, what's the word, preemptive on my praise of Levi Wallace. Because the first half and the first part of the third quarter, he had a really solid game. And thinking that's the reason why I think he was a bit solid. Then towards the end, he started actually waning, giving away two ridiculously stupid stupid penalties that extended the drive for Pittsburgh. But it showed at the time that we definitely need to think in the draft next year or even scour that waiver wire to
trade.
Get another...
Yeah, look at trade. It might be a situation. Yeah. I was really proud of my indie movie reference that I posted on Twitter. We need to talk about Levi. I don't know how many people know that movie, but yeah, that was really sad and embarrassing and frustrating. Levi Wallace's performance. He definitely gets a thumbs down here.
Is there anything that we can give thumbs up for? I mean, I'm just,
I was going to say Matt Milano had a hell of a game.
Yeah.
I want to say Tremaine Edmonds had a really good game.
Yeah.
I can't say much about anybody on the line though. I know Ed Oliver had a QB hit, Addison had a QB hit, Butler, Phillips, Epinesa had a QB hit, but honestly, until they did a close up on Epinesa's face in the fourth quarter, I forgot that he was even a human being. I forgot that he was one on thing, our, I forgot he was he existed. I forgot he was on the team. And that's not what I want to hear.
The one person on offense that I think could potentially have had a thumbs up for me is Dawson Knox. Just obviously he didn't have a drop on there, but there were a couple of times where he made that.
So he did or didn't
yardage. He didn't drop anything. He didn't.
No, yeah, okay.
So so that that's a positive there. We hopefully that can last a little bit more. But four catches, 41 yards, but he did enough in there to move the table. And why we didn't target Gabe Davis more
is beyond
me on that.
He missed deep to Sanders and Diggs, right? Or was it Sanders and Davis?
I think it was Sanders, Diggs, and Davis. I think he did have a couple of ones.
Are we giving Josh Allen a pass here? We haven't talked about him yet. Did he suck or was Pittsburgh good? Let's not spend a half hour on this like we could.
No.
But it's week one. So
I admit that during that game, I was, and my other half will probably testify this, I was getting angry and pissed off with the fact that he was still scrambling and they were still doing design runs for Josh Allen.
Well, I'm fine with the scrambling. I don't want the design runs.
As soon as he bumped that one ball, I was there thinking, what the fuck were you doing?
Can we get him like a fumble coach? Please?
Is there such a thing as a fumble coach?
I don't know. I said this last year. I'll say it again because it's the only time I remember this happening. But Tiki Barber. You remember Tiki Barber running back for the Giants?
Yeah.
He had fumbling problems and he changed his grip. He focused his whole offseason on not fumbling. And the next season, he didn't have any fumbles.
Yeah, exactly. So,
it's one stupid obscure reference from 15 years ago. to really shed some light on this, but let's dumb this down. Yes or no, Josh Allen had a bad game? Why don't you want to say yes? Really, you don't think he had a bad game?
No, I say apart from the design, because I see. As much as I hate design runs, that you put on DeBall, who SGM, who probably do draft those up. I mean, Allen did what he could, especially towards the end when he was actually getting a lot more pressure because that O-line wasn't holding up. Yes, he overshot a couple of receivers on there, but he was still willing to put it out there. So I think even though what did he end up, he threw 51 times, I think that's probably one of the reasons why. Some people will say he's actually it was a bad game for him. He threw 51 times. He only completed 30 of them for 270 yards.
Only 4.7 yards per pass. That's not going to cut it. That's too low. If that's what Pittsburgh's giving you, then give me more team yardage because where's the yak? And there just wasn't much. Pittsburgh tackled really, really well. I want to say Allen had a bad game. I want to say he got frustrated, and I think he showed very poor composure. I think he made those throws last year where he didn't this year. I'm not – a stupid idea really just popped into my head, and I'm upset at myself for saying this right now because I consider myself to be above what the people on the TV say because they say dumb shit. On purpose. I like to say very analytical things, but did having a crowd affect us negatively? Was there too much pressure? Were they too hyped? Because Pittsburgh looked like the composed team. We looked like the team that was like, yeah, look at us. We're hot shit. And then we lay a stinker. I don't even want you to respond to that. It's a bad take. It's a stupid take. And I hate that I even said it out loud.
I don't even think it either. I don't think it is because you look at the playoffs. You look at the two playoff games we had. They had crowds there, and they really didn't affect the performance on there. Well, so
Kansas City did.
Well, yeah, But I mean, especially
in Buffalo. Games. No, yes, true.
So maybe we see it going away. Maybe, yes. I mean, it did cross my mind a little bit. But then I just realized you had the Colts, you had the Ravens in the playoffs last year, and we won both of those games. Okay, the Colts a little bit uncomfortably, but we won both of those games with the crowd there. So
let me show you a comparison. Going back to Allen, I said 4.7 yards per pass today. Last year, yards gained per pass completion, 11.5.
Yeah.
Did Pittsburgh really take away the whole field from all four of our highly touted and highly excitable wide receivers?
I would probably say yes, only because the fact that we abandoned the run, we did not put their run game in. They played five or six defensive backs and really only rushed what, four or five players at any one time.
They dominated us at the line of scrimmage. I mean, they could play that and beat our O-line and stop us from running. We really had no shot. Yeah. They talked, Bean and McDermott talked ad nauseum about getting better with the big fatties. And today they didn't. And I hope that's not an issue. I hope this is a learning game. But, you know, it's week one. Let's not overreact, right?
Yeah. I mean, I put it out there on Twitter, on the podcast Twitter, which is at @RWBB_podcast. Just asked you, is there any positives that come out of this game? And we've had loads of responses on there. So it was hard to actually put everyone's on there, considering the length of the show. But I've picked a few which really could be interesting and nice to gauge opinion on there. The first one comes from Rich Saxton. He goes, it's about as underwhelming as it gets. Offense misfiring, the ball completely out of thought, O-line like a sieve, zero pass rush of our own. The only positive was Bess was as accurate as positive. And that's probably the only positive he can really get about that performance. Has he got a point there? Was it a case that the ball was completely out of thought? Because Matt Canada, obviously, he pulled in some plays in there, which I think the Bills were not prepared for. We tried a flea flicker, which obviously just didn't come on because we rushed one wide receiver. But what do you think? Do you think that...
I think it would be tough to criticize Dable without seeing an all-22. The glaring mistake was that god-awful fourth down play. Other than that, you know, it's tough to say the routes run, the plays called, the matchups, without seeing the whole field. We know that we're not a running team, and we played to our strengths, which was last year throwing the ball. And Pittsburgh's pass rush broke that up. So have we been... In week one, you know, have we gone on tilt? Is it, you know, our offensive line is our weakness? If that's the issue, then, you know, we're going to have to really scheme up. But what else did other people say?
We've got Chad Southam, 98, saying the only positive he can take is there might be an early humbling to know that it isn't going to be easy, which is kind of backed up by Super Tom. He's actually an Arsenal fan.
Nice, we know a thing about losing this season, let me tell you.
He says he kind of agrees what Chad says and says it gives us a reality check. People tipping us to win the Super Bowl maybe go into our heads. So it's a blessing it was early. The loss was early. So now it gives the team to refocus.
Hey, I said that earlier in the show. It's a really.
Did you read this tweet before we went on K1A?
I didn't. I actually stayed off of Twitter for the whole game. I didn't comment much in my group chat either. I just pretty much just explained football to my mates the whole time that they were here. So, that's a good take. I think that's something that will happen. That, you know, time to get together as a team and overcome this.
Yeah, another one is from our good friend Charlie over the Buffalo From Afar podcast. Positives coming out of that, obviously, McKenzie returns.
Yeah.
He has some really good returns, especially that first one. The defense kept the Steelers O-line under control. Okay, there was no true passing ability in there, but it was still enough that they managed to stop that run game of the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
No drops for Knox, and Singletary showing him going back to where he was in his rookie year. That's all his positives.
Yeah, I wonder about the Zach Moss inactive. To have dressed Jake Kumerow and not use him in a game where it just might be the offensive identity, like have more wide receivers than running backs because we're not going to run the ball. But I mean, we talked in the offseason, having a balanced offense is going to be really important for us. If the teams take away the pass via a good pass rush and really just shutting us down in the secondary, what are we going to do? Are we going to go out there and run the ball? We'll see in the next few weeks, right?
Yeah. And the last one before we end the show is from Hairthing Babies. She goes, the positive is that we lost, which is an interesting take, and it was early. She was not comfortable with the media hyping us up so much. We've had decades of disappointment, but we played better when the odds are against us.
Yeah, that's true.
That's an interesting take, to be honest.
I can't lie and say that I enjoyed all the hype, but I feel way more comfortable when no one's talking about us. So yeah, when your buddy was it Neil Reynolds when he picked the Super Bowl, I was like, I don't want to hear that. And then what, Kyle Brandt did it too, or did he pick Josh Allen for just MVP? But yeah,
I was watching the Sky Sports coverage. Ryan Leaf actually tipped, like Neil Reynolds tipped, Bills to win the Super Bowl, and Josh Allen to be MVP.
I gotta say, you guys couldn't have got, like, this is my first year having the Sky Sports pass. You guys couldn't have got better pundits than OC Umanura and Ryan Leaf. Like, those guys aren't good at the team.
Well, no, that's BBC OC. I mean, at the moment they've got Will Blackmore and Sean Gale.
I don't know the names yet. This was the first week watching it, but yeah. Let's get the underdog mentality back, and I think that's going to be great for us. So I'm looking forward to an angrier Bills team next week.
I think Steelers are going to have the Dolphins are going to be hoping that we are actually still on the same form, because I think Allen, this is the perfect game for Allen, because we all know he actually he owns the Dolphins. I think it's going to be perfect for him to come to bounce back, really.
Yeah, I hope so. Okay. I hope so. I hope that they can get over this. I don't want there to be too much of Allen, like digging deep and like trying to overcome. It's also important to forget. So if he's like still holding on to Kansas City and now this, forget it, move on. I think that is going to be important. But next week I'll be in Switzerland, so I won't be watching the game and I won't be on post game either. So enjoy it all to yourself. Maybe get one of the other guys on from another pub.
Switzerland, did you say?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Could be worse places.
Yeah, I'm hoping to just completely like unplug from everything, so it'll be good.
But so unless you've got anything else to add,
no,
we just said
pretty much just don't overreact, everybody.
Yeah.
Previously everybody, it's a long season. No, it's not. It's like it's like 4 months. Now it's a long season. They add another game. Now I consider it a long season. So week one, done, over with, a lot more wins to come. Just let's not overreact.
Yeah. So what I want to also, one last thing I want to say is, if you're at the Fitzover Bell today, please send your photos in and keep supporting them, and obviously tell us how the experience was. For everyone else that's yet to actually experience it, they will be showing all our Bills games. That includes the ones on Game Pass. So even if we're not on Sky, we're on Game Pass, get yourself down there. They'll actually treat you right. They've got wings. They've got the Buffalo Bill burger. They've got beer. They've got a lot of good atmosphere down there. I mean, Alex is going down there. Did you say, you tell me you were looking like week three, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be down there for the Texans game.
Yeah, so Alex will be there.
Come see me. I'd love to see you. I hope that we have the same kind of turnout. I think it was something like 20 people today.
20 or 30 people there. Actually,
that's some good shit. I hope for that same kind of turnout. The party down with some Bills Mafia. That'd be great.
And then be aware that the 7th of November, we are hosting a big meetup at the Fitzrover Bell. So keep an eye on more details for that. And keep checking us out to UK_Bills on Twitter, at RWBB_podcast, Buffalo Bills UK Facebook, and YouTube at UK_Bills on Instagram. Hit the like, subscribe, follow, share, talk to a colleague, talk to a new person like Alec did, try and get him involved in football. Maybe not do what Alec does and try and get newbies trying to support the Bills.
Maybe show them like a Jets game, or show them like the game against the Texans or something. Show them an easy, fun one.
But keep spreading the word for the UK Bills. Let's get us up there. And we just dust ourselves off. Go again next week against the Dolphins. So for Matt, it's Anne, Alex, it's good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for listening. And keep the faith. Let's go, Bills. Go, Buffalo.
Go, Bills.
Yeah, no, no, no. You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work. Huh? That's who we are.
Bills on three. One, two, three.